This is a Hutch Post Podcast News Update. Every year, thousands lose their lives on America's roadways because a driver diverted their attention away from their driving. April marks National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Sean Stewart is with AAA.
Mobile phones are the obvious top contender in terms of most distracting element while you're driving. We all see it. We all probably take a look at our phone or do something on our phone while we're driving. But there's also eating and drinking, talking with passengers in your vehicle, distractions outside the vehicle. There's so many different things that can take your focus off of driving.
In Kansas, preliminary 2023 data shows 102 people died and more than 450 people were injured in crashes due to distracted driving. O.J. Simpson's death came almost exactly three decades after the murders that changed his reputation from football hero to suspect and cultural touchstone. It summoned remembrances of an odd moment in time in which the country watched a Ford Bronco inch its way along a California freeway with no idea what would happen next. Looking at the case and how it was watched from the vantage point of 2024 offers glimpses into how American society and media have changed in the course of a generation. It also reveals what in today's culture might be descended from those weird days in 1994 and 1995. Simpson died this week at the age of 76 of cancer. An elementary school teacher was killed and an infant was injured in an accident near Topeka yesterday morning. It happened just before 8 a.m. 24-year-old Ashley L. Boyd was driving a Nissan Versa eastbound in the 7800 block of Southwest 53rd when the car collided head-on with a Ford F-150 driven by a 52-year-old. Boyd was pronounced dead at the scene. AMR transported an infant in the Nissan and the driver of the pickup to a local hospital. Hutchinson has a new city manager. Details from Emmy Bays.
The city of Hutchinson is pleased to announce the selection of Enrico Villegas as the new city manager, pending contract approval by the city council at its meeting on Tuesday, April 16th. Mr. Villegas brings a wealth of experience in municipal management and infrastructure development to his new role. As the assistant city manager and public works and IT director for the city of Warrensburg, Missouri, and previously as a project manager for the city of Lawrence, Kansas, he has led numerous innovative projects focusing on road reconstruction, sewer upgrades, and broadband initiatives.
Details on his contract will come out in the agenda for the meeting on Tuesday. Under heavy U.S. pressure, Israel has promised to ramp up aid to Gaza dramatically, saying last week it would open another cargo crossing and surge more trucks than ever before into the besieged enclave. But days later, there are a few signs of those promised materializing, and international officials say famine is fast approaching. While Israel says it has dramatically increased the number of aid trucks entering the territory, UN workers report only a slight uptick, possibly because they count trucks differently. And Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice surrendered to police on Thursday on charges including aggravated assault after he and another driver of a speeding sports car are said to have caused a crash involving a half dozen vehicles on a Dallas highway last month. A spokeswoman for Rice's attorney confirmed to the Associated Press Rice turned himself in at the Glen Heights Police Department. Rice was booked into the regional jail in DeSoto, and State Senator Royce West, his lawyer, said he was released on bond Thursday night. West emphasized what he called Rice's continued cooperation with law enforcement. When you're away from your radio, hear the latest newscasts, sports, and more on demand with the podcast page at HutchPost.com.